Blog Talk Radio.
Studio to get in. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. You're on this Friday night. This is my Christmas show, and we are going to have a great, exciting show. We got another great artist that's going to be calling in about 5:20 her time, California, 7:20 our time. And if you're in the East Coast, it's 8:20. But we are going to have an exciting show tonight. Last week was just off the chain, off the bombs, whatever they want to call it, tune it up, whatever it is. And I got a new saying called Aces. But tonight's show, this is our Christmas show, and we're going to talk about the word called wisdom. And you are going to be amazed at what you learn, what you hear, and what you take away from this great one-hour presentation. So I want you to sit back and relax and enjoy this one-hour presentation that is always brought to you by some great, great people. And this time, this portion of the show is brought to you by a special segment from a California bookstore called Valencia. So that's great to know that we have a new supporter. So this segment is supported by them. And that's where they sold my first book in 2009 called Broken Wings, Fallen Angels. But before we get started with our great show, I have to send a happy birthday wish to Anita Naves. She has been a longtime friend of mine for God knows how long, and she lives in Florida. I think she was living for a while in Virginia, but I think she's back in Florida. And to a great singer named Yvonne Gage. She's in Chicago. She can sing, I won't use that word, but she can sing her bee off. I mean, she is really a great, talented artist. So if you get a chance, go to CD Baby. You can probably find her music, Yvonne Gage, G-A-G-E. She's in Chicago. I have to send a happy birthday wish to Adelia, the mother of superstar Amaryllis Santiago. And, yes, I'm getting better, getting better. I don't need Queen Bee or whatever her name is that does the Spanish teaching lessons. And I want to send a special shout-out to her daughter, Desiree. She's becoming a brand new fan of mine, and I really like that. They're reading my new book, To Have a Friend. And I definitely want to send a shout-out to Hardy Bonds in Chicago, Illinois. I want to send a shout-out to Amber Bonds in Chicago. Nesley Young, she's in Peoria. Carmen Young, she's also in Peoria. God, we got a lot of Peoria people. And Bernard Young, I guess that's the whole Young family. They're in Peoria, Illinois. And Willie M. Mitchell, also in Peoria. But I got to send a special shout-out to Renee Gibson, who has invited 89 friends and associates to join us tonight to be listening to my show. Renee owns a daycare in Chicago. She's a big supporter. And tonight we're going to be talking about wisdom and how we pull those things together. But, you know, last week, it was truly, truly exciting. Now, of course, I have some new engineers that are working with me. And, yes, we're going to have a Christmas party. It's going to start after the show. So, you know, having these young interns, and they look pretty good, I asked them, you know, who did you want to invite to the show? So they said, well, Don, you know, we got some special people from the west side of Chicago, which is where I grew up, that they want to invite. And so I said, well, you know, how are you going to invite them? She said, well, we got a special song we want to play that when they hear this over the Internet, their iPads, their iPhones, they're going to come to the party tonight over my best friend's house, Tony Stevens. We're going to be giving a Christmas party over his house. But I want to show you the kind of people she invited. Now, I had to think about this. And so before I get to this PSA that we have to play for the show, I kind of want to let you listen to who she wants to invite to the show. So I'll be right back after this PSA and after you hear the invitational that she sent out over the Internet, YouTube, and everywhere else. And it's going to be a great show tonight. So I'll give you the kind of thing that she wants to bring up. What do you say? You want to do it right now? Oh, and she said to tell you, we now have 8,632 listeners. That's a heck of a lot of people on Friday night cheering for me. But let's just get into the invitational thing.
Tell Automatic Slim to tell Razor Toting Jim, tell Butcher Knife Toting Nanny, tell Fast Talking Fanny. We gonna pitch a ball down to that Union Hall. We gonna romp and tromp till midnight. We gonna fuss and fight till daylight. We gonna pitch a way that you long night long. All night long. All night long. All night long. All night long. We gonna pitch a way that you long night long. Tell Scooter crawling red. Tell I ever seen you dead. Tell old Pistol Pete. Tell everybody he meets.
Exercise class.
All of a sudden the pain started, my entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued,
nauseated, thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack. I'm healthy, I'm young, there's no way it could be my heart, no way. Heart disease doesn't discriminate.
Listen to your body, go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women.
And this is something that we can't fight.
Visit GoRedForWomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
And we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Now, if you heard that invitation, there is no way I'm going to have some people come by my best friend's house and kick out his windows and kick out his doors and Pistol Pete and Butcher Knife Carrie and Annie. My God, I don't even associate with them kind of people. So I'm looking at my young interns like, no, that's okay. Don't come to my party tonight. That's just too much. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And if you want to call in, you can reach me at 347-633-9376. That is the number to call in, that we have a great show. And if you want to email me, like most of you do, then you can email me at McClureDonS@gmail.com or McClureDonS@yahoo.com. And I get tons and tons of emails. And it's just a joy to be finishing up this year with a good Christmas party without Pistol Pete and Butcher Knife Carrie and Annie and whoever else she knows on the west side of Chicago. But tonight we're talking about wisdom, ladies and gentlemen. And I want you to think about it. Now, last week we talked about some great things, and we're going to definitely go into the new year with a lot of new wisdom. Now, when I talked about that, I said wisdom, the age of enlightenment. That's what we're going to call the year 2014. It is now age of enlightenment. Wisdom is an extraordinary series of thoughts of enlightenment. Our show is going to examine the mind, your ego, the conflicts you have, and the self within each of us. This unparalleled insight and depth that only you can offer to yourself. Now, the reason why I say that, I know there's a lot of good advice out there. There's a lot of people telling you what you should do, how you should pray, what you should think, and we're even going to talk about what Christmas means to you. But wisdom is where you gain your knowledge as a young person growing up, and you keep adding wisdom to how you live your life. And if you get great wisdom, you're able to discern between good information, bad information, good experiences, bad experiences, and you store those. And that one channel comes to life, and it helps guide you when you're dealing with a situation. Now, wisdom is going to play a part in Christmas. Because you hear a lot of people talking about how do you celebrate Christmas, what does Christmas mean, and a lot of times people think we got off track. A lot of people start saying that Christmas was commercialized and I don't really want to teach my children Christmas or I don't believe in the man in the red suit. And what happened was you started taking away the real meaning of Christmas was to celebrate the joy that you would have for family members, friends, exchanging whatever gifts you could, if you could do any at all, and celebrating that love that you had for each other, and you wanted to culminate that at the end of the year. Well, a lot of people start saying we miss what Christmas was. And yes, Christ was born on Christmas Day. But what was happening was the three wise men brought him gifts to honor his coming into the world. It didn't mean that you had to go out and spend millions of dollars and you didn't have to take down the stockings or think that everybody related to the fact of that there was a man in a red suit coming to bring you some gifts. What Christmas was about was the joy of understanding everything that you had did during the course of the year, having a great heart to help others that you wanted to believe in, people that maybe didn't have as much as you, and getting together. I remember my mother always said that you could give a Christmas gift to anybody. You could also give a Christmas gift to your family that maybe didn't cost much. Maybe you just bought a card or maybe you just said Merry Christmas. Well, it was the spirit of treating mankind better. Now, for the children, of course it was putting up something that they could relate to as far as like getting something out of life as a gift. That's why the song that we're going to play for you by the Temptations is called Why Don't You Give Love on Christmas? Now, I've heard a lot of renditions of that song. And again, I always ask my audience to pay it to the songs they hear and listen to the words in that, because we've gotten so into thinking that Christmas was just about buying gifts, and it really wasn't. But it was about that joy and the spirit that you could bring about that when Christ was born, he brought a brand new spirit to the earth. So with your wisdom, it's nothing wrong with you letting your children think that there's some magic going on. The magic was the joy that you needed to have. I talked to a friend of mine on the phone, and she was saying how they were cutting out pieces of paper and painting them and designing them with their family names on it, on their tree. And they were going to hang all the family names on the tree, and people were going to learn more about that. And they were shaped in a certain way, so that way the children could learn the names of the family members and things like that. That's truly what the Christmas spirit was supposed to be about, the joy of celebration, because it was life coming into the world. Well, when you started saying that people spent too much or they went out and bought this and everybody ran to the stores, that wasn't what everybody was doing. And so we started focusing in on that without remembering that joy of Christmas. Some of your children were growing up without the fantasies of what the joy really meant. I remember baking cookies, feeling good about trying to do right, and doing some great things. Matter of fact, I had some eggnog last week that had a whole lot of rum in it. Matter of fact, it was Captain Morgan's rum, and I had a whole glass of rum and a half a glass of eggnog. I went to sleep after that. But the point was I was in a joyful mood to celebrate the whole year, and this year has been phenomenal for me. So I always ask my audience, listen to the words in a song and kind of just sit back for a minute. Don't be in such a hurry to say Christmas is not about anything, it's commercialized. It's the spirit of saying Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, getting together with people, and your wisdom is going to kick in and not let anybody tell you that, well, I don't celebrate Christmas, and it's just, it's not that you're celebrating commercialism. You are celebrating the joy of caring about other people, getting together, seeing family members, maybe your parents are still here, and thinking about all the crazy little things you did growing up with hiding the presents and hoping that you would do enough so that there was something up under the tree, the word love. That's what's in the song. So let's get to the Temptations, doing a version of a song that I truly like, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about wisdom and see how we can take that into 2014. But let's listen to this song for a minute called Love on Christmas or Christmas Love. I never get those song titles right. But I think you'll enjoy this. It's a popular song that was done by the Jackson 5, but I like this rendition of it best of all. Man, I'm telling you, somebody told me I need singing lessons, but I don't care what they say, man. That's a heck of a song right there. Why don't you get love? I bet not get a whole lot of love in some boxes, though. I know that I need to get some gifts. No, I'm just joking. But anyway, listen. Wisdom is something that you really got to have, like that song. That was written so long ago. The Jackson 5 has recorded that, other people. And I would love to hear Amaryllis Santiago maybe do a Christmas song with that in Spanish and in English. I mean, that would be off the charts. We got another artist that we're going to be talking about tonight, Darlene Kay. This young lady is from California. Beautiful, beautiful voice. She has a Christmas CD out, which is really sharp. So we're going to take a quick PSA. I'll be right back because we got to play those. And again, I want you to think about what Christmas really is. It's that joy. That's what that song was trying to tell you. So take that wisdom, follow your mind, and don't let yourself get caught up in what people say. Use your wisdom and experiences to understand what you want to do. So I'll be right back after this PSA, and then we should be able to get Miss Darlene K. Tellis, and I guess that's how you pronounce her last name, on the line. So I'll be right back.
Heart disease remains a leading killer of Americans and significantly affects the quality of life of countless others who have trouble doing even simple things they once enjoyed. I'm Jimmy Johnson, and like someone you probably know, I have heart disease. Today I'm doing what I love, spending time outdoors and with my family, talking football, and even competing on Survivor. But just a few short years ago, heart disease could have kept me from the sidelines. I couldn't let that happen. My whole career has been about hard work to achieve success. I knew there had to be a winning solution, and I talked to my doctor. Then, working with an interventional cardiologist, we decided on a stent to relieve my heart disease symptoms. I've never looked back. As a survivor, I'm urging you to talk to your doctor and know your risk, because your own health is more important than the biggest game. Learn about your heart disease, get proper treatment, and live well. For more information, visit secondscount.org.
And we're back, and I think I have Miss Darlene on the phone. How are you, Miss Tillis?
Hi, Mr. McClure.
Oh, you sound, you know what, how come the singers call on my show and they sound so good? God, these guys are crazy. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And I have to tell you now, my engineer is over there saying, please don't sing, Don, please don't sing. I'm like, hey, I can sing.
You can sing anytime you want.
Well, thank you. See, I like you. Amaryllis, see, they encourage me, and my fans say, "Dog, please get a job." But listen, we're going to play one of your Christmas songs. You had a Christmas CD. You're from California. And from what I understand, you're originally from Detroit.
That's correct.
Okay, all right. I know you're beautiful. I look at your picture every day. But then again, I got a lot of pictures now with different singers. I really just, man, my whole studio full of women on my walls. Yeah, that's pretty nice. Yeah, I might get in trouble about that one. But anyway, but listen, I think you've got a great personality. I want the audience, I want you to hang with us for a minute while we play one of your tracks so they can kind of get an idea of the track you produced, and then we can talk a little bit about that. And I like the track called My Favorite Things, and it's your own rendition. So we're going to play that. Stay on the line with us. And then we'll see how this sounds, because it sounds good to me, and I know it sounds good to you, and I think our audience will enjoy it. So let's listen to My Favorite Things.
Dream.
Well, I'd like to have a dog bite me or a bee sting me when you sing that one. Oh, man, I really like that. When the dog bites. Now, what made you pick that song?
You know, it's been a favorite of mine since I was a child, and I love the song. I just love it. I've always loved it, and that's, I like the words, too. I'm, you know, kind of a dreamer, so I kind of take myself into those fantasy places when things don't go well, so I just have always loved the song.
Well, I think it's great that that type of song, and that's what I'm telling people about. Having some wisdom for Christmas. If you start getting into what some other artists are doing, and let's say you want to get people away from the, like, the depression mode. Well, when you think about your favorite things like kittens, and well, I don't like kittens, but you know, you could change it over to fish or turtles or whatever. You know, I think that'll make you feel better. And then you think about,
right,
man, it's 12 months. I've had a pretty good runner. Now, your name of your CD, it's on CD Baby, 'Twas the Night, or where can they find your CDs at?
CDBaby.com.
Okay, CDBaby.com, and they put in Darlene K. Tellis. Is it Tellis or
correct.
Tellis?
Correct, that's correct. Uh-huh. Okay. Or they can put in 'Twas the Night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I know your picture's showing on our screen board, and the pictures usually go around, and we try to get people to support new artists. I mean, it's good that the other artists are out there, and I enjoy everybody, but sometimes you find something that what I call rare jewels, and I think that what you have is like a rare jewel, which is what I really like about your 'Twas the Night. Now, how does your family feel about that?
They were happy. You know, my dad really helped me push it around in the Detroit area because he still lives there. And so people are actually still, you know, asking for it, and even in the summertime I still get people who want the CD.
Okay, sounds good. And I know we have two pictures of you on our profile list. One has long hair, and the CD has short hair. You kind of want to expound on that one for a minute, or about a hair change?
Well, you know, like I tell people all the time, you can never describe a woman by her hair because it changes. You know, I mean, we change our hair. So, you know, I change my hair all the time. Right now, my hair is curly. So neither one of those pictures. No, you sure don't.
No, I don't have a curly. I've got one on the album. I've got a large one of you, one with the long hair, which is the first one I ever had a chance to view. And I just said, man, I got to have this on my wall. I got a wall full of singing artists, recording artists that I really like promoting and talking to. And this whole Christmas thing, would you like to do a Christmas special? I mean, what do you see for yourself coming up?
Well, basically, I am working on a one-woman show, which is kind of autobiography type thing of Marian Anderson. And so working on that right now, myself and two other writers wrote the script. So that's kind of my main focus.
Okay.
And then I'd like to do another jazz CD. I'd like to do a jazz CD.
Yeah, I think we don't have enough jazz clubs in America, especially in places now. I mean, I like the hip-hop. I like the other music, but I was watching a couple of movies where people actually had the smoke-filled rooms and the jazz artists were doing like jam sessions. Yeah, Dizzy Gillespie's and Charlie Parker. And, of course, our young audience may not know who that is.
Right.
Young engineer, she plays Coco Taylor all the time with razor-cutting people and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, okay. But I think that a jazz club would be really phenomenal. I know a couple of the other artists, they also want to sing jazz. I mean, what's so special about jazz?
Well, you know, I was raised listening to jazz and opera, and my dad used to have a phenomenal collection, which caused me to understand Sarah Vaughan and Ella Fitzgerald, June Christie, Nancy Wilson, Dionne Warwick. Those people were a huge influence on me as a vocalist. And I think when students like nowadays, if they could get involved in jazz, I think it would help them to understand their music, you know, the whole idea of how music, you know, what it can do, the different avenues that you can take. Because once you get jazz, you can pretty much go anywhere because you have to get those chords. So you can do those, use the same chords in another mode of music. So, you know, it's just so, it's just beautiful. It's just very melodic. It's calming. It's it can be kind of hyper. But science has actually done a study and said that jazz is probably the best music to study by. There's industrial jazz, as they call it. That's great to study by.
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. To me, the arts play such a great role in our young people today. And if we would take them all the way to the back and then come to the front and mix it in, I think when I listen to great artists, a lot of them do try to put the riffs in there and things from the jazz syndromes or areas that made singing what it is today. What I'd like to do is take a quick little listen to this "Twas the Night," because is that your son on the CD or daughter? Or
that's my son, Emmanuel, my son, correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that was good that you used him on that CD to open it up.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, it was anytime that we get our young people involved in what we do at an early age,
mm-hmm.
it helps them build the identity, which is why I was saying you could take your wisdom and learn how to work with different family members in what you're doing, and it would bring that harmony together. But I want the audience to hear a little piece of this "Twas the Night," because I thought that was really fantastic, because that's something you wrote, or?
Yes, I wrote that.
All right, well, let's take a listen to this.
Okay.
Mommy, will you sing me a Christmas song?
Oh, Emmanuel, then will you go to sleep?
Yes.
All right. How about Mary's Lullaby?
about a few minutes. I had to play the whole darn thing. That was just really great. You should see my whole staff. They're all in here just going back and forth like, oh, man.
Oh, well, thank you. Nice.
That is really, and you wrote that. So
yes.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah. Now, that's an amazing, because usually a lot of artists will always do a lot of other songs, but it was good to have your son involved, and it was good. What made you write that?
That's a good question. That originally was a poem. I wrote it as a poem, and then I decided to write a children's book, and I still am working on that. So that actually is going to translate into a children's book. But it started out as a poem, and I wanted to do another song on the Christmas CD, and I got this aha moment to do that instead.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm telling you, that was mind-blowing, and now to learn that that was part of a children's story. I've always said that if we could put more children's stories out there, then our children would grow up with a lot of us inside of them outside of just every other culture. And I think to have something like that, I can see the whole Christmas thing inside the children's story. That's really beautiful. I mean, you've got a lot of talent. So
Thank
I want
you.
Everybody to go to CD Baby. Make sure you get a copy of Twas the Night, T-W-A-S, Twas the Night, Darlene K. Tillis. She's on CD Baby, and you can get her CD. I always had the best artist on my Christmas show. I don't care about nobody else's shows, but mine has the best. And it's just a joy to know that you have that much talent. And I want the audience to try to get involved in what you do. But I see you going places, man. But let me know when you finish this children's book.
I will.
That would be phenomenal. Yeah, that'll be good.
I will.
Well, listen, I've got to let you go. I've got 17 more minutes into my show. I've enjoyed highlighting you on my show, and we're going to talk again about some other things, and maybe there's some projects, because I'm coming to California the end of January, so maybe we can talk about working on some things also together. But you got a lot of talent.
Thank you, Don. Thank you so much for having
talent.
Me, Don.
Yeah, it was a pleasure having you on my show. I'll talk to you later, Darlene. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was a fantastic artist from California. And some of the best artists in the world come on my show, and I get to highlight their music and their talents. And it shows you that not only does she get involved in the music industry, but she's thinking about writing some children's stories. So that's just phenomenal, because we need more of that. And we can encourage our young people to do more. That's the part about the wisdom I was talking about, having the wisdom to see that there's a bigger ocean out there, a bigger sea of people. And it's good to have the established artists. It's also good to bring in the artists that are not so much new, as we call them. They're just what we call undiscovered, or I don't even want to use the term undiscovered. I think we have some jewels that we're just running into. So we won't call them undiscovered. We'll just say that it's the new age of enlightenment, people that are in the age of enlightenment. You heard my artist from last week. I would love to do a Christmas CD with her. I would like to actually get a lot of these artists together and maybe do a Christmas CD. And rather than doing the same old thing, donate to children's hospitals, get involved so that we can promote the talent that deserves promoting. That's the thing about wisdom. Look at your wisdom inside of you. See where you want to go, what you want to do, and how you want to do it. Now, we're giving away this book called Mad Man, and we're going to give it to the 15th emailer who emails me on my show. And we're also going to give away the CD by Amaryllis Santiago. And I just think that's great to be able to give away CDs to promote other talents, especially Madman. That's by my guy, James Glover. He's a Chicago guy, worked in the ad business, and he has a book out called Madman. So we're giving that book away to the 15th person who emails me at McClureDonS@gmail.com or McClureDonS@yahoo.com. And we're going to give away that special CD that came in the mail to me that's just, I hate to part with it, but I'm going to get another one. As a matter of fact, I'll probably buy one and ship it to them rather than giving them the one that I have as my gift. But you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, And my call-in number is 347-633-9376. And if you want to dial that, you can, or you can reach me by email at McClureDonS@gmail.com, or you can go to my website and order the games and the books that I have. My greatest book that's out right now is To Have a Friend, and people are excited about that. And I'm going to be having a lot of singers in the play that's going to be coming up in April. We're going to do the play in April. We're just deciding on which cities, and the funding sources are starting to come alive, so I'm really glad about that thing. We're going to take a quick PSA. I'll be right back. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure.
This is Chicago-style hot dog here. I'm not feeling too good. Turns out, along with all the other bad things my cholesterol does, they say it's a risk factor for strokes. Strokes? Sheesh! Good news from National Stroke Association. Exercising, eating right, and asking your doctor about medicines that can help lower your cholesterol, like statins, may reduce the risk of a first stroke. And if you've already had a stroke, it's even more important you lower your cholesterol.
Lower your chances of stroke by controlling your cholesterol. Visit stroke.org today.
And we're back on the Don S. McClure Show, and we're talking about wisdom. Now, remember I said wisdom is a very important issue in your life. Well, it's your thoughts that move skillfully as they weave together past and current knowledge. Sometimes it involves classic stories, practical wisdom, providing an invaluable, and listen to that word, wisdom provides an invaluable tool and companion for the person who ultimately becomes a seeker of truth and self-worth. Wisdom is your key to set a person free from the cages of bad thoughts. And when we say the cages of bad thoughts, we're talking about people that always write you this stuff on your Facebooks and out there and say to you every day, oh, it's going to get better and just keep believing. But actually what they're doing is telling you that it's going to. It's going to get better. It actually is better because with your wisdom, you know when you look at your wisdom and you say, last year, 2013, I was here. The beginning of 2014, I've used what I've learned, which is my wisdom base, and now I have a better January. January 1 is a better outlook for me. For me, it's looking at all the people that gave me their blood, sweat, tears, finances, support, and love to catapult me to where I'm going. So that's what my wisdom brings to me, the understanding of what's good in my life. That's what wisdom will bring you, not always looking at the bad side. So wisdom is your key to set a person free from the cages of bad thoughts. And you can be locked in a cage of bad thoughts, and it'll create a lot of other things going on in your life. But those thoughts for wisdom move skillfully as they weave together past and current knowledge. And again, get into some classic stories. And don't always look at the word as classic stories as being something from the classics. Stories of what things go on in your life, what things your parents have dealt with, and what you're dealing with now. The classic stories are your balance of you looking at those stories, and then practical wisdom, understanding what you need for your life, not what everybody else wants you to have. Now, we only got 10 more minutes into the show. I'm seeing a lot of emails flying through here, and I'm looking for number 15 so I can get their address, and I can send them a copy of the book, Madman. But let's take our next music track that we always use in our thought patterns. Now, listen again to the words, and you're going to hear a phenomenal song by Earth, Wind, and Fire. They are just off the chain. And then we're going to do something with another new artist because I've been knowing a lot of artists for a long time. Matter of fact, I think I know over hundreds of artists, so I'm kind of proud of that. Now, we were talking about wisdom. It took wherewithal and forethought that a producer of a track, which was Maurice White, would say, well, let me bring the emotions in from Chicago and let them sing in the background for this. Wisdom is knowing who to collaborate with, who you need to associate with. And if you listen to the words in that, he said, there's a woman who thinks she's really cute. He says, but you know what? She looks in the mirror and it says, nope, not in your world. So he's talking about the vanity that she's looking at. Then he says, there's a person that made too many bets. So when you weave all that, that's where your wisdom comes into play at. Knowing that if you have bad relationships, get rid of those. If you have difficult things going on in your life, look at them, put that wisdom together. And sometimes you can even gain some wisdom from a song if you just listen to the words. A lot of times we pay attention to the songs and we're playing the songs and we're dancing. Now, I love that song. Yeah, I mean, Boogie Wonderland was one of my greatest songs that I like to play. And when I'm writing, I have all these different people inside of me. Matter of fact, somebody asked me last week, I said, how many people are inside of you? Because I'm always making voices like there's the new Hobbit movie coming out. And I noticed that in that movie, they're using the wisdom of how characters should sound. And there's a part where one of the elves is talking to one of the other guys, and he's talking about Smaug. And Smaug is somebody I read about when I was a kid, because it's in the Hobbit trilogy. And it's actually trilogy, so let me get that word pronounced right. But Smaug is a dragon that they have to fight, and he's tremendously bad. But I like the way the character tries to explain to this other character that he's had a chance to deal with Smaug. And that's why I'm going to put it to you in my voice, because I heard the commercial, and I'm going to see the movie. It says, you think I don't know dragon fire? And I say that a lot of times when I'm in a restaurant and talking to some friends about it. I say, Don, you need to chill. You've been drinking too much eggnog. But that wisdom that you got to have in your life, if you just use that and examine what's going on in your life, that wisdom will kick in. And that's what parents raise children with. There are no magic tools. It's that wisdom that they're hoping to put into this child, that they've had the experiences and things to deal with. That's why I said wisdom is your key to set a person free from the cages of bad thoughts. Now, we've got 2 more minutes to go. I'm enjoying my show. These hours go by so fast. I love my audience. We're up to 8,000 listeners. Man, that's got to be a heck of a lot of people on a Friday night listening to my show. So we're going to get a chance to play a track before I go off. And again, we're going to pay honor to Nelson Mandela. That was one of the greatest men in the world. I learned a lot from him. I've enjoyed being here for this time. Nelson's going to take us out. And again, 2014 is coming. We got one more show next Friday, and it's going to be New Year's. So let's listen to Nelson as I say goodnight. And remember my saying, enjoy life. That's all you have.
Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the pale clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of fate, I hear this bloody but unbound. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade. And yet, the menace of the years binds shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am.